escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. The continuing battle over Russiagate. We're back to that. The release by Tulsi Gabbard. More on the way. The Durham report. Remember that guy Durham? We were all thinking, and I wanted to start with him, make a point. With Durham, aha, that's going to cinch things. Remember that? Waiting for the smoking gun. Well, based upon what we've seen so far, what's the outcome you want from this? In other words, if we go through this again and we don't see indictments of at least Brennan seems to be the major, maybe Clapper. I don't know if it's going to reach to Hillary Clinton or certainly to Obama. Then we got more spinning of the wheels. So the information is out there. I realize Pam Bondi is maybe under more scrutiny than any attorney general that we've seen because of the stuff that's kind of dribbled out here with Epstein. You heard Scott Perry about Epstein. Full transparency on this. Look, I support Jeff Andrew. He's been a great congressman. Think of his leading the charge on so many issues, including the wind at the shore. But I really salute him for being one of the people who said President Trump, and he is the most stalwart Trump supporter, we got to get this information out there. We got to stop this stuff with Epstein. It was a shining moment because, look, he is a Trump guy up and down the line. And as far as I know, President Trump recognized that. There's been no blowback here, but that takes a lot. And Perry's done the same thing. So what do we need to come out of this? We can go back and forth day by day. It's obvious. They were engaged in stuff trying to tie and stop Trump with Russia, Russia, Russia. We know that. Now, did they do stuff that's normal partisanship? Or are some of the things we've seen in these documents beyond that really into criminal behavior? Well, there's only one way to find out. That's to indict them. And I realize Pam Bondi's got to be carefully landing on these things because they're complicated. And you don't want to indict, then have it thrown out and say this was ridiculous. You lose credibility. So I'm just asking, when you hear all this stuff, how much now? I think Epstein is on the radar of people that are maybe you know, somewhat casual talk radio listeners, not people that are what we call P1s, wedded to the station and all the great elements that are here, the club that you're a member of. But I do think Epstein, it reaches beyond people that pay attention. The Russiagate stuff is more complicated. It takes more paying attention to every, you know, and there's a lot of weaving and bobbing with it. But the Epstein thing, it's salacious. It's been out there for a while. I think the average American even knows. By the way, I'm watching John Kennedy as we're talking. Hope to get him here. He's got a new book coming out of some of his funniest stuff. John Kennedy from Louisiana. And he just said this morning, what adage is this? This is a made-up adage, Henry. Trust in God, but tie up your camel.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said. You should trust in God, but tie up your camel. Okay, there you go. Not horse.
He's trying too hard for that soundbite.
That's tie up your camel. Remember that one for the weekend. That's a watchword.
I can play that right now if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, I have it. Oh, yeah, I want to hear him do it. Yeah. Right. Yeah, here we go.
States are not supposed to sign up people for Medicaid who make too much money. And I regret to say this. I don't know why, but it's human nature. Some people don't tell the truth. Under President Biden, he encouraged the states not to check income eligibility. Just take everybody's word for it. Well, you know, you've probably heard me say this before, but I trust people. But I also, when I play poker, I play with friends. They're good friends of mine, but I always cut the cards. I believe in the old adage. You know, trust in God, but tie up your camel anyway.
Oh, my God. Did they say that in Louisiana?
If the president sends a message to the states, don't worry about checking if people are making too much money, guess what? Some people are going to cheat, and they do. I wish they didn't, but they do.
All right, so they must say that down in Louisiana. A lot of camels down there.
They think you'd tie up your horse or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought he'd say.
American.
Horse. As I always say, now, you know, he's got a great book coming out. I've been reading some. He's a funny guy. I had to introduce him essentially at the – I wouldn't want to follow him. He was really funny at the Dr. Oz event where someone fainted when I was talking that resulted in chaos. But the Russiagate stuff, to put a point on it. How long do we say, all right, how many releases before there's got to be an indictment? I trust Pam Bondi. I've interviewed her any number of times. I think she's very competent. She made a miscue on Fox saying the Epstein stuff right there on my desk went too far, you know, trying to be dramatic or that she's on it. That caused some trouble. But bottom line is, I think she's very competent. But boy, she's got Epstein to deal with, and she's got the Russiagate to deal with, and the garden variety of everyday stuff that comes her way. What's the outcome? I mean, if we don't get indictment on this, are we going to look at Pam Bondi, or are we going to say, well, maybe there was no there? I think it's got to be at least an indictment of Brennan, who Clapper is trying to recede a little bit from all. It's Brennan that seems to be the key figure. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert is in Bensalem. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Dominic Henry. It's good to talk to you guys
today.
Real quick, Dom, you were asking yesterday, why are people voting for Democrats? Why is society the way it is?
Yep.
Why don't we have a presidential fitness test anymore? And I got the answer by listening to that speech from the bug-eyed Spartacus from New Jersey, Cory Booker. Cory Booker. And he accused Trump of tearing apart our norms and traditions. And when I heard that, I almost drove off the road, because the Democrats have been doing just that for the last 40 years, culminating in Dolan Mulvaney. Are they serious? Why are they always accusing us? Rush was right. They always accuse us of what they did. But I think that entire effort on their part is a big reason as to why we're seeing the insanity that we're seeing today. The kids that came up in the last 20 years were taught that this was normal. Their heads were filled with this garbage.
Well, what I'm saying is, Robert, is that Northeast Philadelphia, these are the true so-called moderate Democrats. They were in ordering that, but they're not radicals or progressives. Can they not see at Lincoln? I mean, I just got the report on the trailers are moved in there on Ryan Avenue. You know, the neighborhood, even if they don't have a kid there, they're not go, who's responsible for this stuff? Are you kidding me? 22 trailers with all the taxes, with all the stuff they pay, and they're blocked from getting school choice. What does it take to connect the dots?
I don't know, but it is an absolute monument to the failures of an unchecked Democratic Party.
That's right.
You mentioning yesterday Eddie Pollack. My kids went to that school, St. Cecilia. That was right in front of the church.
Yep. Church steps.
And that's one of the reasons why we left. I mean, I don't know what you can do about it, Dominic, because it doesn't seem like the people there care enough to be engaged to do something about it, and it's really distressing. We're seeing in New York, Chicago. I mean, it's. I don't know if it's a cycle that's got to happen.
Well,
or not, man.
And the worst of it is, I get the Philadelphia, the roots of some of it. It was union stuff, Democrat Party. But where you are, now, where you are in Ben Salem, I think is pretty good. But the suburbs, I've noticed, we say this all the time, the last 10 years, suburban Philadelphia has gone this way, and that ought to shock us even more. We had somebody on yesterday that talked about the, Guy Shiraki, Robert. The Chester County people who raise taxes big time are now paying an Office of Engagement person $164,000 a year. What's wrong to people in Chester County? My God.
I drive up there, and you are absolutely right, Dom. They're insulated. They still have their beautiful areas up there, and they don't have to worry about it. And that's the sad part about it. But I don't want to take too much time. My answer to the side question, I was going to go with Watson to Sherlock Holmes. But I just wanted to say that when they did this movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, they really brought that story into the modern times, because I've watched the old ones, and quite frankly, they were both boring. But in this movie, you know, with Jude Law always being put on by Robert Downey's antics and stuff like that, it kind of fleshed it out. It made it really good. But I'll go with Watson. You guys have a great weekend, Dominic.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Thanks very much. Yeah. Guy Shiraki yesterday making the point, and Delaware County's even worse. They raised taxes by, 23%? It's strictly up and down the line progressive Democrats there. Chester County, they have the guy escape from prison, didn't have to happen, set up a manhunt that was unbelievable for weeks. They raise taxes, and then they come up with an office, $164,000 a year just of engagement with the public. It's endless. Theory on the suburbs, they're sort of insulated from a lot of the worst of it. Guy says, well, you know, Democrats seem to people in the suburbs, they're women, they speak with a more moderate sounding voice and tone. I don't know, the dean of decency, maybe not. And that appeals to people there, where conservatives come in because of the media, and we're seen as the meanies. It's stunning. Bucks County is the one county where there is a titanic struggle going on. And to that point, congratulations to Jamie. And Jamie Walker, if you're listening, Meg Ryan was on the station a while ago from Bucks County, our person of the year a few years back. Jamie Walker just won. It took 3 years where a judge is opening up, and they gave them a period of time. Harvey, and Diane Merseglia, the commissioners there, their emails. And it's around what they did to the guy that we all loved and was really making a mark, Dr. Damsker. He was the public health official out in Bucks County who said, hey, 3 feet will be plenty to be in a classroom around COVID. Remember, it was 6 feet up until then. And what happened? They put him in the basement. They said he can't talk anymore, can't do public events. And there's an email trail of this. It took 3 years to get this out. So, Jamie, if you're listening, we haven't spoken in a while, just call us. I wanted to get more detail. 3 years to do that. Now, some of it will be redacted, of course, but when it comes out, again, are these people in Bucks County all that progressive because Trump won Bucks County. We have these two people. Merseglia is the one that said, I'm not going to follow the law. Nobody else does. Remember that? At the height of the election cycle? What is wrong with the suburbs? 3 years to get this information. And these are the people whose kids were kept out of school because of these commissioners. They got the word from Wolf's office. We've talked about this right before a school year during COVID and said, that's it. And they shut up Dr. Damsker, who was revolutionizing the state. People were able to go back because it was 3 feet, not six. And for that, in the basement, no more talking. There's an email trail of that. Why did it take 3 years? Yeah, I know. It's mind-boggling, right? I'm not sure if Megan Brock's was the same thing or not. I know Dawn had her on a while back when she won on the same thing. These two were incredible fighters, incredibly diligent. That's what it takes to shake this loose. But in what universe will people in the suburbs say, oh, I love what Diane Merseglia is doing? Now, those that just hate Trump, maybe that's it. But right in front, Montgomery County is gone. I mean, that's Little Philadelphia. I'm watching this guy who allegedly is here illegally, comes into the house of a woman last Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning, jumps on her, strangling her. She beats him off, apparently. He's got a black eye when the police find him. And her iPad, he was pinging all over the place. And people are afraid. ICE wants a detainer on him, but Montgomery County may or may not follow that. In other words, telling them we're about ready to release them. Can you imagine? I dare them. I dare the Mr. Softy truck guy and his stooge there. Are you going to release this guy and say, that's it? We're not going to work with ICE. All right, 855-839-1210. That's why it's a really important election in November in Bucks County, law enforcement. The DA Shoren is great. Fred Herron, the sheriff, against two who would continue to make the suburbs more like Philadelphia. In some ways, they're just as bad. I'm coming to you on the side question, too. At 2 o'clock, we'll talk with Beth Ann Rossica. And at 2:30, we got a special guest today on this app that I found out and grocery shopping. Wait until you hear this story. It's quite a backstory. But 855-839-1210, that's how you can get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push. Pound.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
12:10. All right, Dom Giordano show. The NFL, a new rule, telling Greg about it, and I think they may have talked about it on the morning show, where the chain gang is no longer going to be involved. And that's a shame. They seem to think that chain gang is the problem with close calls, third in inches and all that. So they're going to rely on artificial intelligence to have the. But the problem is it's the spot. It's the referee and where they decide to put the ball down. It's not the chain gang. The chain gang, I think, is a good feel of football. I don't know how they do a better job of spotting the ball, though.
I mean, they're keeping the chain gang, though. I mean, their role has been diminished, but they are still there on the sidelines.
Yeah, well, that's like the fake kickoff thing. That's what they're doing.
Well, the kickoff, they just have to execute it. I'm so pro this kickoff. I just need coaches to get their heads out of their rear ends and actually use it.
But what I mean is they are putting in things that are like a Potemkin village. They appear to be there. So the chain gang still might be there, you're saying, but I don't know what they're doing.
I think it's there because they don't want to lose that part of the game because I feel like too many sports are taking things out of the games due to technology.
Exactly.
And obviously, you know, this is something that needed to happen, but I like that they're keeping the chain gang on the sideline just for, I mean, on the TV so you can see the down and distance. Like, okay, all right, we got, you know, 7 yards here. All right, cool. Like, that's what I want to see still on the field, obviously.
I just think part of the game or the vagaries, the arbitrary thing of it, it's maddening at times, but I think it adds to the game.
I know what you're saying, but I also want to be accurate, you know, because a game or two or however many is going to come down to a playoff game, and you want to be right in that moment. And I also think the way the broadcast kind of – shows you the first down, like in that, you know, that eagle eye technology or that Hawkeye technology. Right. I think that's going to make for some great drama. Great, great drama because it shows you where the ball is on the field. It doesn't show you the line of gain is. It shows you where the ball is, and then it shows you the line of gain. I think that's going to build a lot of suspense on plays like that. I think it's going to be good for the game.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. As long as they keep the tush push in prediction next year, they'll take it out, sadly, because they don't know how to stop it. They're still not going to stop it.
The Eagles win the NFC East again and dominate
fashion. Oh,
then it'll be out. But if they get like a wild card spot, they'll be like, all right, maybe it wasn't that bad.
They win the
Super
Bowl and they're running up and down with the tush push.
Yeah.
There's going to be big right there at halftime. That's it. Can't do it in the second half. All right, you can get on board, though. 855-839-1210. Whole thing going on at Lincoln is just remarkable to me that people can't connect the dots, so we're dot connecting here. It's a face of why America revolted when it comes to illegal immigration. The View, and even for The View, the Media Research Center tells us that The View is, even for them, so far, they've had 102 left-leaning or far-left guests and zero conservatives in 2025. Now, I trust the Media Research Center on this stuff, but zero. Wouldn't you think, to me, it's better TV to put someone into the ring and to duke it out occasionally? They can't do it, though. So next week, Dan and I and Henry's in on it, too. And I'm not revealing anything to the last moment. I'm not going to mess this one up. We have a guest that you will not believe. Just trust me. Come on, Tom. We're going to make you tell before next week. Nope, I'm not going to tell. I think on Wednesday we'll have this that is not only of stature, but on the left, big time. And they can't handle it, I guess, even though it'd be four against one, to have somebody on there that will mix it up with them. And I think I'm not sure which night it is, but I think it's must-see TV. Fallon is bringing on Greg Gutfeld. That's great for both of them. And I think they'll get along enough, and I think they'll be able to, I think Gutfeld has the advantage because Fallon really is not political, is not going back and forth with this stuff. He's just talented, the mimic, the songs, and everything else. But I think he senses it. Why would you not bring on the guy that has a massive audience? So Jon Stewart, they brought in to critique, why is it that Gutfeld is beating the other shows? First, he says he's on at 10 o'clock at night. That's an advantage. Okay, I think that is. But if Colbert were on at 10 o'clock at night, it would do better than what CBS has on? The second thing he says is it's not comedy. It's just relentless right-wing stuff. Okay, well, then why does that play? And the reason it plays that he will not admit to is because it's different. It's other. It's exotic. It's something that is a pushback, just like talk radio is, on the dominance of the media and the Democrat Party co-joined. That's why it works. Not only that, last night Kamala Harris was asked a simple question by Colbert. Who would you say the Democrat leader or leaders are today? And she just said, oh, well, there are a lot of leaders. She couldn't even come up with any name. Last night, watching Kamala Harris, it was the Democrat Party identity crisis. They really are beaten back. I'm not sure if it's just Trump or the fear of their own base. And that's why seeing a guy like Mamdani gets them fired up. But then they see they're playing with fire with this guy of how he's going to blow up on the smarter ones do. And there is not really any issue at this point they have. I mean, here and there, they can make a political point. But there's not an issue. There's not something the country's crying for them to do, other than a smaller group of people who want them to just fight with Trump. But that's not enough. What's the issue here? So they're pivoting, and I don't even talk about this as much anymore. I used to talk about this in talk radio a lot. Unless there's something incredible happening, I think people are not, this isn't front page for them. But they seem to be relying on Gaza here as something that's going to get people fired up on their side. And they seem to think there's a lot of people like Tucker Carlson and others that are anti-Israel on this. So Trump senses this. Yesterday he had Huckabee and I think another envoy in Gaza to determine, why are people not getting food? Is it Hamas? Is it Israel? Is there not enough going in? This is where their focus is. Now, I trust Mike Huckabee. Talked to him over the years, done events with him. He's a great choice as ambassador there. I'm going to be interested to hear what he says. In other words, is Israel using this as a tactic, as a weapon? I think it's clearly much more what Hamas is doing, and it's a tough battle to try to exterminate them, and that's what needs to be done. You cannot let them continue to have any role in Gaza. Now, I haven't been in Gaza. I've been in Israel, and I've talked to people about that, but their argument is, hey, we gave them Gaza, and what did they do? They just put underground tunnels, they put missiles in hospitals, etc. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me go to Dwayne in Valley Forge. Side question today. Hit us with the all-time side kick. Hey, Dwayne, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Well, you're firing on all cylinders this morning, my friend. I could talk about anything you want to talk about, just about.
Well,
but
thank you,
Dwayne. Do side question?
Oh, yeah, go right ahead. Talk about what you want. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, well, you want to do Billy Joel or Chester County?
Let's see. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Okay. I'm an old musician, and I just loved this documentary. And you mentioned Whitney Houston. I thought it was fantastic that he met Christy Brinkley and Elle McPherson and a young Whitney Houston. When she opened her mouth to sing, he couldn't believe his ears, you know. So I thought that was fantastic. And also, I was really struck by early on in his career, he fell in love with his best friend's wife, and the sin of that whole thing just ate up his insides, and he tried to kill himself. And it just struck me, I didn't know he was Jewish, but it struck me like, boy, is this David and Bathsheba and Uriah over again or what?
So doesn't he have anybody around him when in the middle of this, the columnist I'm talking about, Dwayne, in the middle of this documentary, I saw it on HBO, he starts talking about being at the Garden. How in the world does Trump say they're very fine people here? Doesn't somebody tell him what the reality is?
these pinheads want to cherry pick that. Whoever edited it, it's HBO, I suspect. But anyway, I'm a Civil War buff, and I know that I would be there. I wouldn't want them tearing down Robert E. Lee's statue. They were the fine people.
There were fine people on both sides, and there were legit people there who wanted it taken down. You know, mainstream people, and mainstream people who said no. And then there were guys with the blowtorches that should have been stopped.
I know. That made my eyes bulge out. But the documentary is great. It's the only one that's nearly as good as the one about the Eagles.
Okay.
It's excellent. But I just love these documentaries because I'm an old guy and I lived through this stuff and I played all these songs at the bars of Wildwood in Philadelphia, and going through college and Hall & Oates, went to Temple
tell me you didn't play Sweet Caroline in the bars in Wildwood when the night was in. Did you do that?
I used to do a Neil Diamond medley, and Sweet Carolina was, of course, in it. And of course, we did the hokey boom, boom, boom. Sweet Carolina.
Yeah, don't do it. That should be banned in bars.
Yeah,
that's okay. But, Dwayne, who's your sidekick?
Well, I have to say that President McKinley had the most significant sidekick I can think of. He gave us a modern navy, the Panama Canal, Hawaii. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm not too happy that he gave us Woodrow Wilson and he was a stinking progressive, but nonetheless, a consequential sidekick, I got to go with T.R., Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt was the vice president, but they were scared to death. What if he becomes president? There, you see a guy looking over there. Oh, did Henry, does he have the sniffles there? He might die, All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Sidekicks today, because J.D. Vance said, being the VP for President Trump is kind of like being the backup for Tom Brady. And that just sent me off to this. Real or fictional, you can hit us with that. At 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Beth Ann Rossica. Well, the Trump administration now, she says an ungodly number of school districts in our area, suburban districts and Philadelphia, are refusing to follow the executive orders, and they've been put on notice by the education department that they got to comply with these when it comes to boys and girls bathrooms, the sports thing, etc. She'll be here, 855-839.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1210. Dubs here, Dano's show. Good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So as the show's been going on today, Maxwell in the Epstein case has been transferred from a federal prison in Florida to a prison camp, like low security, that's more comfortable in Texas. Now, you know why this is fraught? Why all of a sudden are we seeing this? And I'll tell you right here and now, I don't care what comes out of Epstein, this woman should not get a pardon. And I think President Trump has been a little too cavalier, like, well, I could do it, maybe I should, and all the rest of it. In the end, based on what? We're doing too many pardons. You'd have to go constitutionally, and that takes a lot, to be curtailing the power of presidents to pardon. It is abused up and down the line way too much by everybody involved. And a lot of these things, a lot of these pardons, come on, they're ridiculous. I remember in the first Trump term, the woman that was a drug kingpin, that Hannity goes crazy. Oh, look at this. She had a 30-year sentence. She was pardoned. No way that she should have been pardoned. She was the head of a major drug ring. That's it. In this case, it would really be suspect. Of course, the Biden pardons, probably illegal, auto pen, etc. But the pardoning stuff was meant to be there as a last resort for something that was really awry, something else. Not, hey, you're on our team. We're going to cut this sentence down unbelievably. And the history of these. Bill Clinton had a lot that were really bad. But moving her to this prison camp from a federal prison, maybe they feel it's more secure or less likely that somebody would try to take her out. You can imagine the stakes we're playing with here. And day to day, this fades. It's not the number one story. Then all of a sudden, something happens that propels it back in there. So not sure what Pam Bondi's role is going to be in this. But this idea, she's going to give up the name, sort of, with no cooperation. And then we just move on and she gets pardoned? No. Even though Alan Dershowitz on this show said that essentially that's what should happen. I don't think you want that. I don't think you would stand for it. But it just, every press conference, everything that's out there, it's going to come up again and again and again. We had Scott Perry on, who's a Trump supporter up and down the line, wanting full transparency. These are the people like Jeff Andrew that are really showing their mettle here. Andrew signed off to have a vote on transparency in the House to get to the bottom of this. They shouldn't have adjourned. They should have done that. It just got to put a stop. And I got to tell you, for talk radio's sake, I just want this to come out of the just endless speculation and check the box that we got to the bottom of it as best we can. Nothing's going to be perfect with this stuff. But this has gone on way too long through various administrations. And the people put in there, Patel, Bongino, promised they'd get to the bottom of this. Everything seems to be landing every key decision on Pam Bondi now. And again, I think it's unfair that she's got to carry the burden of this. And anything that she does on that or the Russiagate is going to be major. Now let's go to Bill in Bucks. Bill is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill. Afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon there, Dom. I just wanted to say you did a good job with Stacey Garrity yesterday.
Okay, thank you. Well,
but you didn't really ask her any hardball questions I suggested, but that's okay.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to ask about running because we've been up and down the line with that. I was just trying to get a read. And if I had to say, based upon yesterday and everything that's out there, I'm having doubts that she's going to run, and that really is troubling.
Well, I've come up with a candidate that I think can pull it off.
Who's that?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, he's been on Hannity. He's been on Cuomo. He's been on with John Carl on the Sunday show, World This Week, or whatever it is. We all know him. You know him. Howard Eskin knows him. Everybody knows him in the city. He was a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, well, what, on the Republican side, though?
Yeah, he could do that.
Well, I think he's a little bit more grandiose.
He's a lifelong Democrat. I know he's a lifelong Democrat.
No, well, it's not that. He's not going to run for governor. He'd run for president, Bill.
Well, maybe.
If he does, one of the first questions, Stephen A., do you remember that time that I beat you in a debate about the NBA on the Lou Tilly Show? Well, we'll bring that footage up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, who's your sidekick?
Hey, everybody knows him. Everybody knows Stephen A. Smith.
That's true.
He's widely popular in Pennsylvania. All he's got to do is make that one-year residency requirement, and he can do it. Okay?
All right. Bill, who's your sidekick?
Lieutenant Dan. On the Bubba Shrimp boat.
Yep, Lieutenant Dan, Forrest Gump, Gary Sinise. I don't know if that's his best role or not. But by the way, a movie tip. Have you seen The Quick and the Dead, Henry?
I have not, no.
It's what we call a B-movie, but it's very good. It's a different kind of Western. Imagine today, you wouldn't have enough resources. Gene Hackman, Sharon Stone, a young DiCaprio, Russell Crowe, Gary Sinise, and there's a couple of other majors. Can you imagine in one film? It's about a gunfighting contest where you have to kill the other guy. And then it's
It's on my list. I know it is. We've talked about it before.
It's not a great film, but just seeing these people all at various stages of their career, mm-hmm. all in one film, I don't know how they got them.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it, though. It's a good watch. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how to get on board. The Ghislaine Maxwell moving to a more comfortable camp. I don't know if this is part of the plan to get her to give us all the details. And if she gives us these details, where does that leave us in the end, allegedly, for a pardon? How many people have called in consistently when this comes up, like Joe of Columbus has? And say, you know what, the bottom line of this, the most important thing, is the abuse that happened here. You can't be just giving a pardon to Maxwell, who was the procurer, at least we believe, involved in all these things. But it is time to move on. How do you move on? And it seems to be almost impossible. But this move is kind of curious, going from a federal prison, which he deserves, to a prison camp. You know, I'd love to see, just think of the food, the federal prison. What's on the menu tonight versus the prison camp? I think there might be a difference. Oh, what's recreation? You can imagine versus what they're doing here. Martha Stewart down the hall. You know, one of those things. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom time. Big 2 o'clock hour, Dom's Money Melody, and we'll decide for a $50 gift card to winner of the side question this week. Today, it just occurred to me, J.D. Vance, I saw him on Twitter talking about, he was asked, what's it like being the VP for President Trump? It's like being the backup for Tom Brady. Hit us with that all-time sidekick. We heard some really good ones in the beginning. I don't know if we've been wowed yet. Real or fictional? French fries might be in the lead from Andrew. I kind of bought into that.
Yeah,
more answers like that.
It's classic. Yeah. Classic. It's one that nobody normally thinks about.
Well, that's outside the box.
It's taken for granted. That's the thing.
Okay. That's right. So it could be something like French fries. It could be a person. It could be a fictional one. That's what we're looking for. Get your name into the hat. We'll pull a winner. You go off with that $50 gift card. Thank you, Jim Harvey. Hey, by the way, we've been through the worst, the trash strike. And then the white-collar workers were stopped in Philadelphia. They didn't strike. But negotiations are not moving along, says Arthur Steinberg, president of the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers. He said despite the union and district making some progress toward an agreement, the issues are salary increases, of course, reforming the district's sick leave policy, and adding 12 weeks of paid parental leave. And if the teachers struck and they're voted to authorize a strike in June, the first day of school for students is on August 25th. They're scheduled to be back August 18th. So the clock is ticking here. And they really couldn't overdo it with teachers, given how they held the line against these other unions. And I don't believe that Philadelphia public school teachers are overpaid. I think their problem is they have a bureaucracy that's unbelievable and a lot of big salaries, a lot of waste, a lot of support services that are wasteful, corrupt, the whole thing. But I do know they're producing some very nice trailers, Lincoln High School. I need somebody driving by to give me a report of how that's going to look. We're going to be on that for a while because it really illustrates what illegal immigration does. I mean, are people suddenly flocking into Mayfair at the level where they have over 1,000, it seems to be, more students from 1 year to the next, maybe as many as 1,200 just at one high school? That's all legal. People are flocking here. There's a one-way path around the world. They want to come to Mayfair. Or is this illegal immigration? A lot of people from that are Brazilian over the years, there's been some of that, but any number. And Democrats encouraging it in the Biden years. Why all settle in a pretty small area in Northeast Philadelphia? Does that sound like that's how legal immigration would work? No, it doesn't. There are communities there, pockets of it. That's what happens. And the citizens, the people in that area, many of them are Democrats still. Why in the world would they not revolt against this? They sort of are doing it. But it's stunning. This is the party that is going to bring you stuff. They did it in Texas. They did it in California. And right here in Northeast Philadelphia, you're seeing the byproduct of this. All right, let me go to Jim in Perkasie. And Jim, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, Jim.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, yes.
Okay. My sidekick question?
Yes.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto.
That's a good one. I was going to take it off the board, but I saw you there. Let that one go. That's a classic, yes. Several movies made about it. Lone Ranger and Tonto is a prominent one. All right, I don't know that we've gotten one that's really wowed us yet along the lines of Andrew's French fries.
I have a winner in mind, but yeah, yes. I want someone to top it.
Okay. Tell us what the winner is.
No.
Oh,
absolutely
that's
not.
A, that's
no.
the one that would
that's,
win.
That's for the end of the show. I need people giving us their best.
By the way, I'm seeing old footage of the presidential fitness test, and he had these boys doing a jungle gym with no shirts on and all quickly going across the thing. This is going to be interesting to see what the local schools are going to do with Trump's executive order that they have to restore the presidential fitness test. I don't know that that means they're going to have to check a box and show that they're actually doing it or not. And I'm watching one kid on Fox jogging, and he looks like today's kids. Oh, man. 6.6 seconds to run a mile.
I was looking into that a little bit yesterday when we were talking about it. That's the 85th percentile in,
it's 85th.
From 1985 when they did it. Yeah. So that wouldn't be – because I saw like the 50th percentile was a few minutes later. I was like, all right, we're not like killing these kids out here.
So
– because I there's no way even in my best shape I was running a six-minute mile.
Okay. I don't even know if they're going to run an eight-minute mile. I mean, I think it could be 5% of kids in public schools today can run an eight-minute mile that are 17.
You think? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's more than that.
An eight-minute mile is not as easy as you
no,
think.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
But if you know, if there's a grade on the line, I think you can dig deep a little bit.
Okay, I'll take the other side on that one. We should go to the average
If you
school.
Don't get an A in gym class, it's a problem here.
Yeah.
So you're going to be the one guy who gets like a B or a C because you couldn't run an eight-minute mile? I'm busting
Henry,
my
I don't think you've looked at the population now versus when you were in school.
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't see eight-minute miles out of them, really. It's a little bit harder than you think. That's a small percentage. And 6 minutes, you're right. Oh, God. Okay. I just saw a guy on Fox, doing pull-ups. Did about 10 of them, too.
Yeah, it's weird. We have CNN on in here, too, and you have Harry Enten doing the challenges.
Is he?
Yeah.
You know what? I can get Greg Stocker, I think, and Andrew is, you know, he's not always in here, so he can have some time. He should do the challenge.
Yeah, should be out part in the hallway here.
Yeah, I'll do some.
Should be part of the producer's test.
I'll do the beep test out in the hallway, running back and forth between the lines.
The
and
shuttle
everything.
Test. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do that.
All right. Well, you know what? Mulligan's coming. Let me write that down. That's right. Mulligan's coming up. I know Beth Ann will go to. Mulligan's August 15th, 2 weeks from today. Just was talking with Johnny during the break. Back to the summer White House. I think Dan in the presidential fitness test would be a lot of fun. We could have a lot of money bet on this one. Yeah,
Get him some water.
I don't know if I'll participate in the pull-up thing. He doesn't have a pull-up at the bar that I can think of. I might have to reconfigure this, but I'm putting that on the list. Can anyone show up at Mulligan's and run a mile in 6 minutes and 6 seconds?
Oh, man. Before or after you start drinking.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. We'll provide the, All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Beth Ann Rossinger, our friend, great report out. On last Friday, the Education Department, Linda McMahon, said, I believe it's 10 days, you have to comply with stopping this gender fluidity in sports and bathrooms. She says huge numbers of suburban schools and Philadelphia have a different policy. What is going to happen? Wissahickon is one school district she mentioned. We'll break it down with her next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.